Okay, thank you for these very enlightening presentations. I'm Ricardo Chavarriaga from IEEE Standards Associations, working on neural technologies. And one point that I wanted to raise here is that Internet of Things and the issues of governance and risk shares many elements with other emerging technologies. So we have to take into account that these are interconnected devices relying heavily on data science. So the solutions for policy and governance for Internet of Things should be done in accordance with approaches for these technologies as well. And as it was mentioned, we have to engage with the different stakeholders that have different motivations, different incentives, sometimes a motivation not to be entirely open, because this can become a competitive edge, as it was mentioned. And if we think about how do we regulate, how do we certify, how to establish standards, we face with a difference in the time frames. We have technology that develops very quickly and policy that doesn't do it at the same pace. So how can we conciliate these two time frame resolutions in a way that we end up with governance mechanisms that are suitable for the right here, right now, and not from technology that is already obsolete? And another point linked to the issue of risk management and testing is that we will now deal with a case where we cannot guarantee that there will be no risk. So how do we set the level of acceptable risk with, we have these high levels of uncertainty, you have this world that keeps changing, different types of attacks, new technologies that appear, so we cannot entirely foresee these scenarios. So what will be these mechanisms that allows us as a society, international society, to set this acceptable level of risks, and what are the policies that we can use to ensure that developers and providers have this post-market surveillance of the system so that they can quickly and timely deploy mitigation mechanisms in the case of one attack?